Mark chapter 8. In those days, the multitude, being very great and having nothing to eat, Yeshua called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they now have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From where can a man satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, Seven. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken food that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came to the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek after a sign? Truly I say to you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take food. Neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf of bread. And he charged them, saying, Take heed. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It's because we have no bread. And when Yeshua knew, he said to them, Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not perceive yet, neither understand? Have you your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments that you took up? And they said to him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up there? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you do not understand? And he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man to him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town nor tell it to anyone in the town. And Yeshua went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, saying to them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he said to them, But whom do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said to him, You are the Messiah. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked upon his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you savor not the things that be of Yahweh, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people to him, with his disciples also, he said to them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the good news, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in the majesty of his Father with the holy messengers. End of chapter 1.